God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord, over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the only begotten Son of God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Friend of mine, God's love for you is so special. He knows you so intimately as if you were the only person on this planet for whom he gave his Son to die. He never gets your prayers mixed up with anybody else. He never forces you to obey him. He says, if you love me for the sacrifice I've made, if you love me, then you will obey me. If you love me, you will believe my word. And friend of mine, no one can psych you into being a Christian. No one can scare you into being a Christian. No one can bribe you into being a Christian. It has to be conscious, deliberate, voluntary decision that you make to let Jesus be Savior and Lord of your life. Do it today if you have not done it. If you have done it before, do it anew today to the glory of his name. This is the broadcast. Think it over.
Lord, when there's nothing else we can depend on, how good it is to know that we can depend on you. You've been our counselor when there was no one we could talk to. You've loved us through all the passages of our lives. You've given us wisdom to teach our children, strength to face the hard times, and joy all along the journey. We've learned that when things seem impossible, you're always up to something in our lives. That something is eternal, and it's for our good. You truly have been our hiding place through all generations. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I'm so glad I learned to trust you. Now give me grace to trust you more.
And this is the broadcast, Think It Over. It's a real privilege today to have in the studio with us members of the Aeolian singing organization here at Oakwood University. It's a privilege having them again today. In our last interview, we were discussing the upcoming ACDA, American Choral Directors Association National Conference, on February 27 to March 2nd. You were the first HBCU to submit a blind audition and be selected to participate as on the concert performance track. Please share the impact of that experience, the preparation process, and on-site execution. Now let me introduce the individuals who are here today, and the first one is Mr. Cole Henry, Miss Samara Bowden, and Mr. Jaipal Scavella. So, would you share with us about the incident about ACDA, how it came out, Mr. Henry?
Actually been rehearsing for ACDA for quite some time now. So I would say from after our trip to South Africa, we've been diligently rehearsing for ACDA because this was a big moment and we didn't want to blow it. we knew that we were going to be making history, and we wanted to make sure that we set the bar high so that everyone coming behind us would actually have a goal that they can see and go farther than we have. So we wanted to make sure that everyone knew that we were here. We were here to make a statement. We were here to basically say, you know, we can do this too.
Ms. Bardo, how did you deal with it?
It was just kind of amazing to see how all the work that we put in just came to fruition. Like some of the things that we did, it just seemed like we were just doing them, and it was getting almost annoying to be doing them so often, just repetitively. We were just doing the same things over and over again, and you started to lose, for a moment there, I started to lose, like, the vigor for it, but then you see what all that work does for the sound of the group and for the passion that you have for that music, because now you've spent all that time, you've devoted all that time to that music, and to just see it come to fruition in such an amazing way, in such an impactful way, it was an amazing experience.
Ms. Bowden, how about you?
I don't think it really truly dawned on me what we came there to do until we got to the hotel, we were there at the conference, and we hadn't even sang yet, but I looked around me and I saw a lot of people that didn't necessarily have the same color or face as me. And then I was like, all right, you know, that's kind of usual, but it was the amount of intelligence and knowledge and people who are really devoted to this craft. You could tell that it was a room full of people who knew what they were doing. And it was kind of like, I feel like we know what we're doing too, so it didn't feel like we didn't belong there.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew we belonged there, but it kind of was like having to prove that we belonged there.
Mm-hmm.
It was, that's what all of our preparation was for. Everything they were talking about, everything that we did to build up to that moment, after the moment passed, I knew that the moment happened and it mm-hmm. made the impact that it was supposed to make.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have people coming up to us literally in tears mm-hmm. and, you know, they're like, wow, you've truly inspired me. You've brought something to the table that we didn't even know anything about. And I knew that it wasn't just the aspect of our hard work or just the fact that we put in the time to sound the way we did. But it's like my personal prayer was that like angels would literally be singing with us
mm-hmm.
so that a different impact would be made, like a spiritual impact would be brought to the table to not only bring curiosity to the amazingness of the choir, but bring curiosity to the amazingness of our God. Like,
amen.
I wanted that to be amazing. And I really think that came across.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely know that came across.
And about you, Mr. Scavella?
I think going through the audition process for ACDA and actually making it was a statement in and of itself. Because, you know, although it's a blind audition, you can hear the difference. And for Dr. Ferdinand to see the vision that he had and carry it out through us, and, you know, God gave him the vision, and for us to be the ones to carry this out
mm-hmm.
really showed me that, you know, whatever you really set your mind to, if God approves of it, he's going to make it happen. And then actually going there, you know, and stepping on that stage as a choir of all black people, I think a lot of people didn't know exactly what to expect. You know, mm-hmm. they heard rumors and they heard whatever they did, but mm-hmm. they didn't know exactly what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think God just manifested himself both times we sang that weekend on the concert track. And then in addition to that, being selected to sing during the worship ceremony
mm-hmm.
was an added blessing for us mm-hmm. because, you know, there wasn't that element of, you know, everybody in this room is a choir geek, so they're judging our every note. That experience for us was just a time to just share with other people, you know, this message that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we did do that in the concert track as well, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. People that wouldn't necessarily come to a worship ceremony because of what they did here at the concert track, they also wanted to come to that ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to be able to do that for some people was just amazing to me, and to see God work was just really powerful.
Well, I'm just so grateful you had that opportunity. Mrs. Wilson, your organization, your development group are part sponsors of the Aeolian. Is that correct? Would you comment? We're glad to have you with us here today.
Oh, thank you. It's so great to be here. And anytime I'm in the presence of Aeolians, we're so deeply grateful to them and proud of all of you all. We just, you know, praise God for your music and your ministry, your healing power to people all around you and all over the world. Yes, our office is the Advancement Office, and we support fundraising, and we support engagement and alumni relations and the radio station and on. And anything we can do to assist the Aeolians in getting their message out and helping them to raise money for their music and their programs and scholarships, we are here to do that.
Well, we are so grateful that you, your organization, sponsors these, including WJOU. And it's a
That's
privilege
right.
having you here with us today. And you also have Mrs. Battles, who certainly works close with them. Is that correct?
Oh, most definitely. She is an angel, just like the angels that sing with the Aeolians.
Yes.
She supports them. She loves them. She knows music.
Yes.
And she knows how special they are and works daily hard for the Aeolians, you know, to get the message out, to raise
yes.
money, to
mm-hmm.
get new partners involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are very thankful for Miss Miriam Battles.
Yes.
Development Officer.
I'm just grateful that you stopped by and just would share a little bit with us. We are privileged. And anything else you want to share, because I know you have to go, but I just want to make sure say thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and I appreciate all that you do for their spiritual well-being and the continued healing of the Aeolians and their ministry and music. I would love to say thank you, if you don't mind. Thank you to all those who support the Aeolians,
yes.
individuals, alumni, friends, organizations, companies, faith organizations, you know, just the hundreds of people, thousands of people, I would say, that support the Aeolians ministry.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank you the Aeolians for sharing with us here. And we're going to do the next half of their interview in another segment, another a program. But I'm just so grateful that you stopped by and shared with us and how God has kept you during that particular time there in San Francisco. And thank you for listening. This is the broadcast Think It Over. Thank you for tuning in today. And our special guests today are Mr. Curtis Akins, ND, medical herbalist, naturopath, and Mrs. Paula Akins, MS, is a nutritionist and culinary instructor. Together, they are the co-host of Abundant Living Telecast, a lifestyle cooking show aired on Three Angels Broadcasting Network for 22 years. And they are the health ministry's directors for the South Central Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. It's just a privilege having them today here again. And the broadcast today is so important that I would like for you to know that the conference coming up is called Controlling Cancer Conference. And I plan to be there, and I'd like to just greet you at the door. It's going to be on Saturday, May 18th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott, downtown Huntsville. But you have to register to be accepted there. And that registration number, which I'll give again later, is 800-732-7587 during business hours. And I just hope that you will come, because I know some of you are dealing with cancer, some of you are cancer survivors, some of you have loved ones who are dealing with cancer. So the broadcast today is so important that I want you to put this on your agenda. So thank you again, Elders Akins. They are elders at the church at First Seventh-day Adventist Church in Huntsville, Alabama. It's glad to have them here. And just want to ask you, why do you need to have a cancer conference?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us. And my wife, thank you for being here with me too, honey.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Okay, so the question is, why a cancer conference? I guess, Elder, when a person is diagnosed with diabetes, heart disease, renal failure, whatever, you think about treatment, think about drug therapy, et cetera. But when a person is diagnosed with cancer, in some people's mind, that equals death.
Mm-hmm.
That strikes more fear in a person's heart than any other disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Alzheimer's is up there too.
Yes.
Don't misunderstand me. That's up there. But I think cancer is almost equals like, oh my goodness, it's death. And this the only disease known where they actually give you poison to try to cure. So, cancer, one of the fastest growing cancer death in this country is really surprising. The fastest growing cancer death in this country is not prostate. It's not breast. It's not colorectal. It's not lung. The fastest growing cancer death in this country is liver cancer. And it's not just due to, a lot of people think, oh, that's due to alcohol. Well, that's true, but also type 2 diabetes as well and hepatitis C. So that's the fastest growing. But cancer, cancer death and the treatment and the fear that word cancer strikes in the hearts of a lot of people, that's why we're doing this conference, Controlling Cancer Conference.
And I'd like to add to that too, Curtis, and Elder, is that the minute someone is diagnosed with cancer, the first thing you will hear people say is, oh my goodness, you got the big C.
Yes, big
word.
C.
And automatically that is kind of a word that flows out of people's mouth. C, the big C means cancer. People know that to be that.
And what about cancer in your immediate family? Well, go ahead.
Well, honey. I'm actually a breast cancer survivor elder. Not only a survivor, Curse calls me a conqueror because of the amount of time that the Lord has allowed me to still be here, diagnosed in 2006, and it is now 2019, and God's willing, if everything works out, that August 11th, I'll be a 13-year survivor.
Praise the Lord.
And Elder, I think she's going to make it. I think she's going to pull through.
Yes, indeed. So that also means that you're talking at the Controlling Cancer Conference is personal as well as for the community.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you've been there.
Yes, yes. God has walked us through this journey.
Yes.
Let me say this, and this sometimes surprised a lot of people when we both say this, but in our 20-plus ministry of health ministries, God allowed us to be diagnosed. I say us because we're one. God allowed us to be diagnosed with cancer is one of the best things that ever happened to our 20-plus year health ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best blessings to our 20-year-plus ministry being diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yes.
It just opened up the floodgates, and I can't tell you how many times people call, emails, and on the phone. I mean, just this last week, three or four calls
over
the nation. I mean, we get calls all the time over the last 13 years because we made it public on Three Angels Broadcasting Network several times.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make it public on television, of course, the floodgates just open up, and we welcome that. But it's one of the best things that ever happened to our ministry, being diagnosed with cancer. It's a blessing.
Now, it's interesting that you have become proactive in the area of cancer awareness.
Yes.
One of the things, Elder, that really was important, once we began to go through the whole maze, I call it, of this cancer journey, is that I asked the Lord, or I asked of Him, to allow me, with each day that I lived, to be a mentor for those coming in this pathway.
Mm-hmm.
So that when people, as Curtis said, call the house and tell me from anywhere from stage one to stage four, which is four is the most critical stage, anything that they're calling in for, they got questions, should I do surgery, what am I going to do, I'm able to actually help them. Because when a person who has cancer knows that another person had cancer, it's easier to talk to them because they're like, well, you've been there, so you now know exactly how I'm feeling, you know. And so that proactiveness is a part of just being a mentor for other individuals that have had cancer. Curtis and I both are volunteers at the Clearview Cancer Institute, where we go the first third Wednesday of every single month, where we actually are there to give hot blankets and hot tea and just help other those who are going through the infusions and stuff at CCI. Being able, the one thing I think that was a blessing to me was that at the time I was diagnosed, we had no insurance and no money. Except someone said to me, but yeah, you had the assurance of God, though. And with that in mind, I was able to seek out other ways of being able to, you know, get the help I needed.
Yes, yes.
And lo and behold, in the city of Huntsville, there is actually a program called the ABCC program. It's Alabama Breast and Cervical Cancer
State of Alabama
group, and they actually have funding for people who have no insurance, who are underinsured. I just say that was a God thing, that he had everything set up, everything in place, and then after that whole thing of being able to go through my whole story about cancer and what was going on with me with cancer, then once again I got involved with the Cancer Society, and I became a spokesperson for cancer for other individuals. And so it's just been a real blessing. I mean, what I always say, whatever God brings you to, He can bring you through.
Yes, yes, that's so good. Now, I'm going to continue to mention something again and again.
Okay.
The people who come to the conference, they need to register.
Absolutely.
Because we need to know how many seats to prepare for. Now, we held the ballroom at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott. We have the entire ballroom.
Okay.
We were there last year with a Healthy Heart Conference, and we had over 100 people from Alabama, Tennessee. So we have the whole ballroom, but they need to register, call the 1-800 number during the regular business hours. That way we know how to prepare for the seating.
Now, please let me know what the business hours are, because some of my people may live other places. Some people may want to come from out of town. And so what are the business hours? Is it Central Standard Time?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, the business hours is Central Standard Time. What, the conference itself?
No, for registration.
Oh, registration, yeah. It's after 9 o'clock in the morning, because I think it's Mountain Time where they're calling in. So I'll call in after 9 o'clock in the morning up until, I think, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Central Standard Time.
Yes,
No, Mountain Time.
Yeah, but I mean, that's...
We're not really sure, but that's why he's giving you that 9 o'clock time frame, because that way it will fit no matter where they are.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm giving is Central Standard Time.
Yes.
Yeah, so because Mountain Time, of course, you know, be off a little bit. So I say any time after 9 o'clock in the morning, Central Standard Time, to about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. Central Standard Time is that number. And so... sometimes it may be busy, but just keep calling, and someone would be there to register you.
All right. Now, that's number 800-732-7587.
Yes.
Now, some of you, I think it'll be worth your while to come from wherever you are, that you are impressed that this is something you need to hear. So keep that in mind, and... if you register, we'll try to make sure there's a place for you to participate. Because as Elder Akin said, the word cancer strikes fear to so many people's hearts.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They're almost ready to go to the mortician already
when they should not have that.
Yes. But it's interesting that the gentleman who was my urologist.
Yes.
He passed away with the liver.
Oh, liver cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's,
you see, that's one of the fastest growing.
No, it is the fastest growing cancer death.
Yes.
Yeah. Number one cancer is lung cancer, but liver cancer is the fastest growing cancer death in this country.
All right. Well, I'm just so grateful that you all are here today, and I want to ask, how important is screening?
Okay, well, let me talk about it from a man perspective. Now, of course, Elder, us men folk, we would rather watch a football game than to drop our pants and bend over and a person stick their finger up, you know where, a gloved hand.
Yeah.
But it's needed. I mean, it's really needed. And now, that's a good screening. It's not perfect.
Right.
But I'm talking about the digital rectal exam is what I'm referring to.
Uh-huh.
And so the urologist goes in and feel any abnormal nodules on the prostate. The reason why it's not perfect, but it is a good screening tool, because you cannot feel the entire prostate going into the rectum, but you can feel maybe three-quarters of the prostate. So there's one portion you cannot actually feel, and that portion may have the nodule that a person would miss. Mm-hmm. But at least it's a good start.
Yes.
It's a good start. So I had mine done. And then the second, another test would be a little bit more accurate is the PSA. And I'm not talking about public service announcements.
Yes.
I'm talking about the prostate-specific antigen.
Right.
And this, they'll draw some blood and determines whether or not, look at the blood and see if there's anything in the blood that determines whether or not it may be the prostate is cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, then, of course, they do a biopsy. And a biopsy, of course, will definitively determine whether or not the prostate is indeed cancer. And there's a new technique out just recently, well, maybe not recently, but fusion biopsy, because you can go in, get a biopsy, come back out, and you miss the cancer. You go in again, come out, you miss the cancer. So a fusion where you can actually target that area in the prostate. So when you go in with a needle, come back out, you get that cancer, you can determine the stage of that cancer. So, and we'll talk about that in the conference as well. But I go every year, Madison County, here in Huntsville, Alabama, Madison County.
Yes.
You can get a PSA digital rectal exam, men, free of charge. The Madison County on, I can't remember the street. But anyway, it's here, the Madison County Health Department here in Huntsville, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I go every single year.
Yes.
You get a T-shirt, you get a cap or whatever, and I do the digital rectal exam and the PSA.
Yes.
Because most people simply don't get it.
Yes.
So when I turned 50, and that's when I started doing mine, I've done about, I guess, maybe six already.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have my PSA. I have the number in my head. So the next year I go, when I see a PSA, I know whether or not it's moving up or staying the same. See, but if you don't have anything where you can judge it against, then you don't know where you stand.
All right.
So that's why it's very important at the age of 50, men,
mm-hmm.
to have that PSA and digital rectal exam
right
here in Huntsville.
Now for the ladies, we all...
Max Luther.
Max, okay.
Yes.
And now for the ladies, I was going to say, you'll have definitely have that information for them when they come to the conference if we don't have right this minute, but you came on through it.
Yeah, I thought about it.
For the ladies, the name of the game is early detection, getting in there, having those... number one is that it's a lot of still pushing about the self-breast exams once a month and or on your birthday each month to try to make sure you're doing that, number one. Of course, the other one is also for early detection is to go and have those
mammography
done.
The
mammogram, and that one there is going to actually, they're screening, there's different ways, and we're going to be talking about the different ways to have that done because there's things like the 3D now, and there's a whole lot of other ways that they can actually do that exam. So we'll be talking about that at the conference as well. And of course, if you have any family member that has been diagnosed with cancer, that has passed because of cancer in your family, then you need to know and be aware that there's a possibility that that DNA is passed down to you.
Mm-hmm.
So once you know that, we always want people to know, what is your history? What's your mama, your dad? What's going on? And in our ministry, we ask those kind of questions that are very, very important. I always say it is a statement that someone has said that I heard that if a family member has cancer and if they really go in there and they check you for that, that, you know, it's going to spread. That's not a true statement. We're talking now about some of the things that we hear people say about cancer. I've even had some people say to me, Paula, I don't even want to know whether that's happening in my family because it's going to scare me to death. Oh, no, it scares you to death when you find out you have cancer, not that it's in your family line.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get that word and whatever that stage is, this is when trouble comes because the further along you are, the harder it is to try to work with it.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't have the screening, Elder.
Okay, screening is very
important. Yeah, because see, a lot of times, even African-Americans, when we don't go with the screening,
mm-hmm.
And from a man's standpoint, of course, like I said before, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes a man, where there's pain in the lower back, ignores it, blood in the urine or whatever, and when they finally go and get screened, then the cancer is already usually in
mm-hmm.
advanced
mm-hmm.
stage, and then you have a higher mortality rate.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it's not screened or screened done on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing
mm-hmm.
with females.
Absolutely.
Most females dealing with the screening for the breast cancer, because we're going to be talking about breast and prostate in particular.
Mm-hmm.
However, we will touch on the other colon, rectal, pancreatic, and lung, and leukemia. All
mm-hmm.
right. Although we put emphasis on the breast and prostate. But, yeah, the screen is very critical because sometimes we screen too late or don't get screened, wait until the pain comes, then we're already usually at a later stage, advanced stage,
mm-hmm.
and then you have a higher mortality rate.
Yes, yes.
And it is also, believe it or not, a lot of women for breast cancer actually find their own tumors or mass themselves.
Yes.
And so that's still being available and aware of what is going on by doing the self-breast exams and taking care of yourself so that when you go in there, you don't find out that you are at those later stages, which is a whole lot harder, as we said, to work with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, could you share with us, will something be available at the conference?
Yes, it will. Now, we're not going to be doing those type of screens at the conference, but this one of the best-kept secrets in Huntsville. Hudson Alpha, they do clinical trials here in Huntsville, right here in Huntsville, Madison Research Park area. And we were there grand opening, I guess, 6-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they do clinical trials that's done for all over the nation, right here in Huntsville. Anyway, on that campus, they have what's called the Discovery Donor Clinic, where they do trials and do a buccal swab. This is inside the cheek, where you do have a Q-tip, and just scrape the inside of the cheek, and then they can determine whether or not there's any genetic disposition as far as cancer is concerned. We have a person, a team, a booth there that will have that available where you can sign up, and then they can do that swab with Medicare, and some will have a booth there would be absolutely free. So that way, determine if you have cancer in your family, particularly breast cancer diagnosed before the age of 40, then that's a high rate of possible having that the genetic disposition being passed down to other family members,
mm-hmm.
sister, mother, grandmother as well. So We have an individual will be doing that swab, the buccal swab there at the conference. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful. The conference is going to give us information, and you continue to mention screening is very important. Mm-hmm. You need to do it on a regular basis after a certain age. And our guests today are Elders Paula and Curtis Akins, who are the Health Director, Ministry Director for the South Central Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. They're the co-host of the Abundant Living Telecast, a lifestyle cooking show aired on Three Angels Broadcasting Network for 22 years. And you have some information that is on demand somewhere. They can get online. What do you have there?
Go ahead, honey.
On YouTube, if you can go on YouTube and put our names in, and we have not only cooking shows, but we also have health information. We've got interviews that's been done on 3ABN about the heart and about diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
On YouTube, Curtis did a couple years ago. He did one on Alzheimer's and also on Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
So these things are available. If you've got a computer or even on your phone, you go out there on YouTube, put the name in, and you'll be surprised how many things are out there available to the public.
So
what you're going to do, yeah, so in the YouTube, on the search box, mm-hmm.
yeah.
you're typing our name, Curtis, Paula, and our last name, which is spelled E-A-K-I-N-S. So again, my first name, Curtis, my wife's first name, Paula, and our last name, E-A-K-I-N-S. Put those names in the search box on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It come up over a dozen cooking shows, interviews, etc. right there.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We're glad to have them with us here today. And we just want to ask again, what about cancer pain?
We're going to address pain of cancer in the conference. This is a thing that is so critical, and I just talked to a person just this week dealing with pain of cancer. Cancer brings on pain not just from the cancer itself, but also from the treatment of cancer. You also get pain from chemotherapy, because chemotherapy, that type of regimen, also causes pain, neuropathy, nerve damage. So chemotherapy in of itself can cause pain, neuropathy, nerve damage.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's pain from the other treatment with radiation. That causes pain as well with other medications. And also, it can be the cause of the cancer spreading itself. So what we're going to do, we're going to be sharing some information as far as how people, their pain can be eased from a plant source. And we're not talking about marijuana. But it's something that is available here all throughout the United States. It's legal, and it actually helps to alleviate and reduce the pain. Not just cancer pain in general, arthritis pain, any other type of pain, but pain in general. But since we're going to be focusing on cancer, we're going to be showing some things. And we're going to have a booth there as well, someone who will be demonstrating and have some sample products
mm-hmm.
that people can use and be available so they can have some relief on far as cancer pain is concerned.
Well, I'm certain that there is some kind of nutritional therapy that is available, especially with the two of you having such a background mm-hmm. with the Abundant Living Program. So could you share a comment on that, please?
Yes, indeed, Elder. We will definitely be talking about nutrition and the part it plays in our overall health. Whether we're not eating enough nutritional foods or whether we're eating the wrong type of nutritional foods, it can cause problems for cancer. So nutrition therapy is one of the major parts of our conference. We're going to be discussing that, and not only naming the foods, we're going to say what those foods actually do as far as controlling, killing cancer
mm-hmm.
cells.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm always glad to hear that about killing them.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Right. Stop them at bay.
Yeah.
Let me add one more thing to what my wife is saying about the foods. Yeah, she's going to be talking about the foods and foods that really target cancer cells. And not only that, but also in addition to that, the preparation of food.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is some individuals out there, quite a few that we've heard over the years, where when you have cancer, then they want to go on an all raw diet or 80-20, 80% raw, 20% cooked. And so that you're not going to get the most benefit from your foods. Most foods are more advantageous. A lot of foods actually come alive when heat is applied mm-hmm. than eating a lot of your foods raw.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the food that my wife will be talking about, but also the preparation of the food as well
mm-hmm.
will increase the anti-cancer, antioxidant properties in the food when heat is applied.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds very good. What is the latest target of therapy for cancer treatment?
Yeah. The latest target as of late is called immunotherapy. Immunotherapy, and of course, targeting the immune system. The medical profession discovered many years ago, I guess, that God has built into all of our systems called the immune system. And it's there to fight off bacteria, viruses, and also cancer cells. And so once they realize that, therefore they develop drugs that will simply enhance our immune system to fight what God put there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, but with those type of drugs, there's, of course, a lot of side effects as well. So what we're going to do, and this is going to be one portion of the cancer conference, going to be a main portion of the cancer conference, where how we can simply enhance and strengthen our immune system,
mm-hmm.
all right? And from different foods. We're going to be talking about some of the juicing that you can do that we did. As a matter of fact, I think we did a juicing program where my wife, white blood cell count, T-cell count, actually doubled in 3 months based on the lab report.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll talk about that and also some other things, other lifestyle modifications as well. I know you mentioned, too, Elder, a while back, having an unforgiving spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Can impact one's immunity in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself. And so all those things we'll be mentioning in our cancer conference, how to build up and strengthen our immunity.
Yes. Well, I'm so grateful to hear you say that because I've met a lot of people. In fact, as ministers, we really are supposed to make sure before we anoint anybody
mm-hmm.
that they're not asking to be anointed,
mm-hmm.
holding grudges, mm-hmm. bitterness,
mm-hmm.
unforgiveness,
yes.
because it's asking God to endorse something he already said
yes.
that we should not continue. Mm-hmm. And he will give us the grace
mm-hmm.
To forgive.
Yes.
And then I tell people all the time, there's one thing you leave out, which you shouldn't leave out, and that is you have instant recall for all the people who hurt you.
Yeah.
And you have total amnesia about all the people you have hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
There are people praying for you right now to forgive. Lord, can I forgive him? Can I forgive her?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're praying now, and you think that your problem is the biggest.
That's true.
But it's very, very, very important that we deal with that.
Yeah.
Now, could you... Are you willing to talk with us about some of the main causes of cancer?
Yeah, as we mentioned before, of course, one thing is the immune system. Staying up late at night can impact our immune system and can lower our T cells and our killer cells. Stress, we mentioned unforgiving spirit. Also, there are certain foods known to be carcinogenic, that has cancers in them, foods. And we mentioned some of those foods also in the conference as well, where a person, particularly a person already have cancer, has been diagnosed, the main thing they want to do is not to eat those foods if you already have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll mention those foods from an evidence-based perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they... back in from 1960 to 1965, they did a search on, it's in Time Magazine, well, it's a clinical study called the Adventist Mortality Study,
mm-hmm.
all right? And it was done in 1960 to 1965. And it was published in Time Magazine in 1966, entitled The Adventist Advantage, where the Seventh-day Adventist community have the lowest rate of all cancers and cancer death in the nation. And so we'll highlight some of those things as well. And so, yeah, we'll mention about some of those foods that are known to have cancerous germs in them. And more than that, give people something better in its place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we have a little cooking demo that my wife will be doing video on the video, cooking demo on the screen. And that way help people to make some healthier choices as far as the diet is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely.
Now, let me ask, would you have any materials that we can look at? Would that come as a result
absolutely. Of us coming? Absolutely. Not only will they be given a notebook that will have the questions and answers as we are moving through the graphic presentation and the personal talks that we're going to be having with them, but we'll also have at our vendor tables handouts they can have. We'll have information on cancer. So all that will be there. Good takeaway things that after the conference is over, not only can they go back and look over what we've said, but then also be able to pass on to other individuals.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, you mentioned staying up late. It could be a help with that. And then something else you mentioned. Would you mind just going over that one more time?
Okay, yeah. So staying up late. And when I say late, well, let me just go back. Anything less than 7 hours of sleep, and particularly less than 6 hours of sleep a night, there is a dramatic impact on one's overall health. Less than 6 hours, it really takes a nosedive.
Mm-hmm.
And not just our immunity, but I mean, we're talking about Alzheimer's, we're talking about type 2 diabetes. Less than 6 hours, that's a critical one. So it impacts our immunity when we do that. And, of course, we mentioned about unforgiving spirit, holding those grudges. That does it. Stress, overworked, that does it as well. And not getting proper exercise, preferably in the open air.
Mm-hmm.
All these things will impact our immunity in a negative way. And so a lot of times people, you know, being herbalist, people always ask me, Curtis, what can I do to boost my immune system? What kind of herbs can I take? And normally, I always suggest really, well, let me ask you, what are you doing first? Are you exercising in the open air? What time do you go to bed? And because they want a herb, but they don't want to do the other things. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about lifestyle modifications where you can boost your immune system. So those are the things that can impact it in a negative way.
Now, I just want to ask, now, suppose some of the older people, and like the person I see in the mirror every day, suppose you don't sleep but 4 hours, then you wake up. Can you rest the other hours even if you don't sleep? I'm just asking.
Okay, yeah. Now, so let's go back on the sleep here. So it's not just the amount of sleep that's critical. It's also the quality of sleep. You can sleep just 7 hours. That's suggested, 7 to 8. That's suggested. But if those 7 hours are not quality hours, you wake up, go to bed, wake up, you know, get up, you know, that kind of thing, then it's not quality. That too can impact. Although, now we can turn this into a sleep conference, we won't, but we'll mention some things how we can get more restful sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That way it can impact our immunity in a positive way as well.
All right. Okay.
And so some of the things that we take into our system before going to bed, or eating late at night, or watching the electronics, you know, the mind is really racing. So when we go to sleep, we're just thinking about things, and we should be asleep within 10 to 15 minutes once we hit the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the fact that the Bible has a scripture that says God promises to give us a sleep in the night.
Yes.
And so we'll be talking about lifestyle changes. Curtis mentioned when you start talking about people who come to us about even sleeping habits, we find out, we ask the question, what is going on with you? And whether it be from the foods they eat, even exercising right before you go to bed, watching all the news and the horrifying things that you see or hear out there, all that stuff plays on the mind and it wakes you up. It wakes you up. So
yes.
We'll be addressing. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to cover in the conference, but we will hit on a lot of things. And like I said before, they'll be able to take away information that they might have questions about, and then on also have an opportunity to be able to converse with Curtis and myself about any other additional questions even after the conference is over.
All right.
We're going to We're going to pack those 3 hours in.
I know you will.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't wait to hear what I got to say. So I'm coming early.
Yes, I'm coming early, too. because I know about it. And I just want to mention now, please remember you need to register.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention that again. You call the number 800-732-7587. Please don't miss the Controlling Cancer Conference at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott, downtown Huntsville, Saturday, May 18th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Please register. I look forward to seeing you there. It's worth it, and you will be glad that you came. Now, if someone already had been diagnosed, what about recurrence?
Yeah, once a person has been diagnosed with cancer, they're at a higher rate of having being diagnosed with cancer again, higher than a person who's never been diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So already in the back of the person's mind, once they've been diagnosed, then that fear still still lingers in the back of their mind because they're at a higher risk
mm-hmm.
of the cancer coming back. So this is also particularly targeting those who are listening right now.
Yes.
Who has already been diagnosed with cancer,
uh-huh.
living with cancer, and we want to remove, with the help of the Holy Spirit, remove the fear and reduce the risk of it coming back.
Yes.
We will give them tools, a no-nonsense, practical approach of reducing the risk of recurrence.
All right.
And that's the thing that we really want to zero in on. That's why we're going to be targeting the top four, breast and prostate in particular, but colon, leukemia, and pancreatic as well. Pancreatic is one of those cancers where once you have pancreatic cancer, then most people, it's like lights out. So we'll be talking about some things where, from a plant kingdom, God has things in nature that can, listen to what I'm saying, that can cause cancer cells to commit suicide
mm-hmm.
based on medical journals across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
So we will highlight that on all your top four or five cancers. It impacts cancers and commit suicide
mm-hmm.
and stop them from growing.
All right. That certainly just sounds... gives hope, doesn't it?
Yes, it
absolutely
does.
100%.
Yeah, there is hope.
Yes.
Now, Sister Akins, will you be sharing your story of your dealing, your journey of cancer at the conference?
I certainly will. As a matter of fact, when I was diagnosed and I was having devotion, God showed me how I was to actually do the presentation.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you know, not just standing in a microphone or a podium and just talking through. It is a unique story. It is an inspiring story. And I'm telling you that I'm just thankful and mm-hmm. grateful. I'm just thankful and grateful. I do have to throw a little tidbit out.
Go ahead. Throw it out, baby.
I think that
I'm
would be
sure
very interesting. And that is you must not only come and hear and sit down and relax and listen to the story as it unfolds, but also to see a dog.
Don't give him too much, baby.
A dog who actually prays for me before my surgery. Mm. You have to hear that story.
Oh, my, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
I say God can use anything he wants to use at any time he wants to do it, and he certainly did in my case.
Oh, my, that's wonderful.
When you said that, honey, T. Marshall Kelly was looking at
he
you
right
over his glasses.
I know.
So he can see better.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's a wonderful story. She'll have and her story is done in a unique multimedia presentation.
Yes.
That's very inspiring.
Yes.
And so we've done this. This will be our fourth time. We done it in Barbados last year, a couple of times in Albuquerque, and this will be our fourth time. But her story is very, when we do the evaluations, the evaluation were high as far as her story was concerned. It was very inspirational.
Yes, yes,
and,
yes.
So, yes.
And you played such a major part in that also because the two of you are one.
Yes, yes.
Caregiver. So,
caregiver.
He's still my caregiver, believe it or not.
Yes.
Yes, I'll still be caring for you until the second coming.
Yes.
And I'll care for you in heaven as well.
Well, I just want to say that this is just a wonderful opportunity, and I'm talking to my friends all over the world. I'm sorry those of you in other countries won't be able to come to this conference, but I just want you to know that when they finish, they are going to have a video of their presentation, which will be available to you from all over the world. And I want you to keep that in mind, because I'm just grateful that they're going to do this first class that our family members, because when you love Christ, your family is all over the world.
Yes.
And so, now suppose someone refuses surgery thinking that the cancer just might spread.
You know, we've heard that over the years. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not going to take surgery. I'm not having surgery because once you open it up, the cancer is going to spread. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that got started. Now, I worked in surgery for 7 years at the Huntsville Hospital. And so the theory, and this is the myth, that once the oxygen hits, the cancer spreads. And so there's no backing, there's no evidence of that at all in any of the scientific literature out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we always say that if you're diagnosed with cancer, let me just deal with breast cancer since that's our story,
mm-hmm.
that it's always advisable to have surgery to get the core out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whatever treatment you choose, be it natural or radiation, chemo, whatever, at least get the cancer out. At least you have a fighting chance. But to leave it in,
yes.
Because see, the word cancer comes from the word crab, as far as the movement. It doesn't stop. It just keeps moving. And so if you leave it in there, whatever treatment you'd use, it's still going to be there. So at least if you get the core out, the cancer itself, lumpectomy, mastectomy, whatever you choose, at least you have a good running start.
Yes.
But to leave it there and then do whatever option, then you're really behind the ball game as far as trying to stay ahead of it, because the cancer is still existing in the body.
Yes, yes. Well, it's just exciting. I'm just wanting to get to the first meeting already, and I just thank you so much for being here today and sharing with our listeners. And the Cancer Conference is called Controlling Cancer Conference, Saturday, May 18th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott, downtown Huntsville. Registration, I can't emphasize it too much, it's time to register. Registration is, you call 800-732-7587 between the hours of 9 and 5. But the earlier, if you hear it
that's
now,
during the weekday.
During the week,
yes.
Please register, because we want to make sure we have enough seats for everybody
mm-hmm.
who is coming. I'm hoping that they will be so overflowed that they will have to get another room as a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my plan. That's why I'm talking about it so strong, because I want you to have some kind of information that you can share with your family.
Yes.
Because in a few days after the conference is over, you're going to hear about some family member,
mm-hmm.
you're going to hear about friend,
I know it.
Or the doctor may tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm so concerned
yes.
about you attending this conference. Now, do you have other presenters there?
Yes, our senior pastor, W. R. Snell, he'll be with us to close out. Now, he's been with us in several of our conferences. We did the Defeating Diabetes a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And, of course, last year we did Healthy Heart Conference, and this year we're doing the Cancer Conference.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be with us to kind of close us out.
Beautiful.
As far as that is concerned. So we're glad that he with us in this endeavor, and so we're looking forward to having him to join us.
Yes, and mm-hmm. I, if you have never heard Elder Snell, you need to hear him.
Mm-hmm.
He has something to say, and he says it well, mm-hmm. and he says it in a meaningful, challenging way.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't miss any part of the Controlling Cancer Conference.
And let me say this, of course it starts at 3 o'clock, but those who come a little bit early, usually most people come, they start coming about 15 to 3,
uh-huh.
about 15 minutes early. And so we have the booths out there, they can go and privet themselves to the booth out there, then we have a major break in the conference itself, and people can go back out to the booth. Then after the conference, then go back to the booths as well. So mm-hmm. those who come a little bit early, they can also avail themselves as to the booths out there in the hallway.
Mm-hmm. Now, since I mentioned it several times, I'd like to ask you, how can they register?
Yeah, so you can call the 1-800, that's 732-7587. Again, 1-800-732-7587, during the regular business hours, Monday through Friday. And so so you wait till, of course, this is Saturday afternoon, wait till Monday, and therefore they can take your registration, take your name, address, and I think email as well. And that way we'll know, because I look at the registration just about every day and mm-hmm. see where I stand.
Yes, yes.
Because I need to give that information to the Marriott there downtown so they know how to do the seating.
Right.
We'll have seats and we'll have chairs and tables. So they have some writing to do. They're going to have a worksheet.
Yes.
And so this is going to be a conference. This is going to be a learning conference. You'll come away with learning some new words. Medical yes. terminology
yes.
will make it plain and simple. There'll be anatomy and physiology, how cancer grows in the body, some video clips. And so it'll be very informative, but you still must register. And those out there who know someone with cancer, now's the time to do it, because we're going to be on channel, we were just on channel 19 just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so so things are filling up already.
Oh, yes, I'm sure of that.
I was going to say, Elder, really and truly, we are already at about 50 people now.
Oh, yeah.
So if they're interested, they need to go ahead on and get signed up, because it is going to be a limited seating.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I don't want that standing around the walls and stuff. So go ahead on and call that number. Call that number.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, our time is just about gone for today, and I'm just so grateful you came. And we're going to ask Elder Akins if she would have a comment or give us a text, and then Elder Akins is going to give us our prayer.
Okay.
And that way, because I can't leave out Sister Akins' scripture.
Well, Elder, this scripture is very, very dear to my heart, because actually when I was having my devotion time talking to the Father after I was diagnosed, I asked him to be with me and to keep me through the whole time. And I opened my Bible, and this is the scripture he gave me out of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 2. He said, and I say my name, I always say my name, Paula, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. And when thou walkest through the fire, it will not burn you, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. And I want you to know that God held true to exactly what he said. He spoke right away to me, telling me, I got this.
Yes.
I got this. And right. whether it be negative or whether it be positive or whatever way it was going to go, I just surrendered yes. under the whole thing and said, Father, mm-hmm. your will, not mine, be done.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Well, Elder Akins, would you have our closing prayer, please, sir?
Loving Lord, first of all, we just thank you for WJOU Radio and mm-hmm. what it's been doing over the last, 40 years, ministering to the people, not just here, but worldwide. So we thank you again for those who are listening and those individuals who may have a family member, a co-worker, being diagnosed with cancer or living with cancer. Whether or not they're early stage or even in stage 4 cancer, God has something for all of us. We're not promising a cure. We're here to give information. Take that information with the help of the Holy Spirit. And as the Lord teaches and guides us, as we devise our way, let the Lord direct our steps. So Lord, we ask that those who are listening to be empowered with information. Thank you again for the radio to allow us this opportunity to share a word in season and out of season. Thank you again. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the broadcast, Think It Over Today. And I'll see those of you who live near and close, and even some of you who are going to fly in. I look forward to seeing you at the Spring Hill Suites
on May the 18th between the hours of 3 and 6. Those who cannot come, pray for us. And also, I'll let you know how you can get the video of the conference. So until next time, don't forget to support WJOU. If you've been blessed by any of the programs, then just give a donation. Just send it in to WJOU and 90.1 FM here in Huntsville, Alabama. And so, until next time.